From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. With college enrollment at record levels this fall, U.S. colleges and universities are in greater demand than ever. In recent years, though, more and more American students have been discovering the appeal of higher education abroad. Canada is a good example. It's marketing its best universities as an alternative to the top institutions in the U.S. And as NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, it is the price tag that some American families find irresistible.
Kathy and Joe Piccone are thrilled that their daughter, Emily, chose to leave Virginia to attend one of Canada's top institutions, McGill University in Montreal. It will mean big savings.
That was one of the main selling points with us. She was also accepted at the University of Virginia, and we're Virginia residents, and we'll still pay less for McGill than what we would have paid for University of Virginia. It's about $2,000 less a year.
That's a savings of $8,000 to $10,000 over 4 years, maybe more, says Joe Piccone.
Basically, we figured out when I retire from the Army, hopefully within 8 or 9 months, my retirement check will go to pay her tuition. So the cost of McGill is a good deal.
But it wasn't just the money, says Emily. She looked at several schools and seriously thought about attending the University of Virginia.
I visited UVA, and I mean, it's a nice campus, you know, nice people, but it just seemed like a place people go to, you know, party and drink all the time, frat parties and all that. Whereas McGill, it's much more cosmopolitan and serious, and you go there to study, and it's more, you're more independent, I think.
Emily will even get to use the student loan she received from Uncle Sam to help cover her $7,000 tuition at McGill, where she'll major in political science. The bottom line for the Piccone family is this. 4 years at McGill University will cost the equivalent of 2 years out-of-state tuition at a top public university, or a single year at a private school in the U.S. Canadian institutions are heavily subsidized by taxpayers so they can keep costs down. And though they're allowed to charge non-Canadian students more, McGill has chosen not to. Robin Geller is admissions director at McGill University.
It's difficult for people to compete with the product that McGill has available for American students, and I can understand for some American universities that that can be very frustrating. They have to deal with a different cost structure, and so to a certain extent, it would be impossible for them to do what McGill does at the tuition level that it charges American students.
But it's the quality, not the price, of McGill that attracts the brightest students, Geller argues.
The quality of the professors at McGill are second to none. There are many students who say, this is what I can get out of Yale, this is what I can get out of McGill, and in the final analysis they decide that McGill as a package is going to be more rewarding and of greater interest to them than some of the alternatives, including the top Ivy Leagues in the U.S.
I don't doubt that you get a very good education at McGill, but I do doubt that it's a better education than Harvard or Yale.
David Warren is president of the National Association of Independent Colleges and Universities in the United States. He says the drawing power of Canadian institutions has been greatly overstated.
If all the qualities that McGill has going for them are in fact there, why don't we see a much, much larger northward bound traffic flow? You've got 23,000 Canadian students coming to the United States.
For every American student who attends college in Canada, Warren says, 4 Canadians enroll in the United States. So this migration of Americans north is not a major concern for U.S. colleges and universities.
I know of no president among the 1,000 who are in my association who are even taking note of this. It's simply not on their radar screen.
Unless, of course, the numbers keep growing, as they have in the last 4 years. A total of 1,500 U.S. students have enrolled at McGill this fall. It's not a very big number, but it is an 80% increase since 1996, thanks to American families like the Piccones. After helping her daughter pack her microwave oven and computer for the 12-hour drive from Northern Virginia to Montreal, Kathy Piccone wonders aloud about her daughter's decision to go to Canada. Yes, the allure of studying abroad had something to do with it, but Mrs. Piccone says you just can't beat the price given the quality of McGill University.
I think education in the United States is an incredible education, but if you go to Europe, their schools are, I would say, ranked higher than the American schools as far as quality. I think the Canadian schools are up there with the European schools.
That may or may not be true, but perception often is reality. And the perception among some families, especially those that are having to spend more and more of their income on college, is that American higher education may be overpriced, if not overrated. I'm Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.